not nearly done with the Monday show. We got to dive back into our nation's report card. Louisiana showing remarkable progress, not just in, like we talked last hour with Mary Beth from La B, not just in closing the gap or the biggest percentage point on this obscure category. The overall numbers are good. Joining us now to talk about this, State Representative Julie Emerson. Julie, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Brian, I'm good. I was actually listening to the previous segment. You know, you had my one of my favorite constituents on, Moon Griffon.
Good old junk mail Julie on with us right now. Oh, man. Right. So, I have Moon on every Monday, and we do our level best to fire each other up and spark some conversation. Next year's Senate race is going to be a huge one, an absolutely huge one. So,
absolutely.
Yep, and you're going to have someone from down your way. I'm probably going to throw his name in the ring pretty soon too, which is going to make it that much more fire. I can't wait.
Well, you know, Acadiana always produces really great candidates for things. So.
Yep. All right, let's talk educational. Actually, before we talk education, I did see you up at Washington Mardi Gras, but we never got the chance to interact. We never got the chance to talk. Saw you very briefly on Thursday. This year's Washington Mardi Gras, what were your takeaways?
Well, I was up there for the inauguration, and I had planned to stay a little bit longer, but I ended up kind of leaving early. You know, had just been there for a long time, needed to get home. So I really didn't get to do a lot of D.C. Mardi Gras this year, unfortunately.
All right. Well, it was everybody had a story on how to get up there. I'm guessing if you left early, you had troubles getting a flight back home.
Yeah, so that was kind of part of it. I mean, I flew up early that Friday before the inauguration, and of course you get up there and all the plans change and they move the inauguration, and it just kind of descended into a little bit of chaos there. But it was kind of interesting that Tuesday and Wednesday after the inauguration was over and you were waiting on Louisiana people to get up there for D.C. Mardi Gras, it was just very quiet. There wasn't a lot going on because nobody could get up there.
Exactly. We're all sitting there with 6+ inches of snow in the yard. All right. Well, let's bring it back around to business here. Nation's report card comes out. Louisiana ranked 32nd overall. I know we can highlight different individual statistics where we moved up, but am I wrong in not being at least a little bit happy that we're seeing number 32? Like, we're normally 49 and 50. Seeing us up to 32 is a big deal.
I mean, look, I've made a little post over the weekend because I was getting frustrated. You know, Governor Landry posted the report card, and obviously he was very excited about it. And look, I mean, I have to speak very positively of the governor because he wasn't running around taking credit. He was just really, really excited about the improvement. And look, I mean, this is natural with politics and social media, but I saw so many comments from people saying, wow, I can't believe you're bragging about being below average and 32nd and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, guys, for as long as I've been in the legislature, we have been, you know, kind of having this, I guess a little bit of like a comical war with Mississippi of, you know, being the bottom feeders. And I mean, it was sad. It was so sad. All you could do was laugh a little bit because otherwise you'd cry, you know, and we would battle back and forth for 49th, 50th. At one time, we were 51st because the District of Columbia is considered in the calculations as well. And so, you know, I mean, it was really, really bad time. So getting really, really close to breaking into the 20s, I mean, look, I'm not bragging about being 32nd, but I am pleased with the improvement because it's really difficult to go from worst to first overnight. You know, I mean, going from 49th, 50th to 32nd is a huge climb. Frankly, a bigger climb than I even thought we could do in a short time period.
No, absolutely. Okay, so everything's a sports reference with me, right? So moving up to
32nd,
moving up to 32nd is like making a bowl game. In 95, when DiNardo brought back the magic at LSU and made the Independence Bowl, everybody was happy about the Independence Bowl, even though it was just the Independence Bowl. But moving on from there, you take what you get, you're happy, but you're not satisfied, and you keep building.
I mean, look, I think a really great analogy, too, there is, you know, Jaden Daniels in Washington. I mean, obviously, the ultimate goal is to always win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But those guys went from bottom feeders to making the NFC Championship. I mean, that's a hell of a rise.
Yes, another great comparison. And it's – being happy doesn't mean you're satisfied.
That's right.
Those two things can both be true at the same time. We can be, you know, we can celebrate 32nd and still want more.
Yeah, 100%. Totally agree. And look, when you look at some of those numbers, especially with reading, you know, we unfortunately, even in 2025 now, you know, we still have a bit of a literacy issue in our state, and we want to continue to fix that. So going, I think that number jumped to like 16th, mm-hmm. Which is way above average in the growth in fourth grade reading. So, I mean, that's incredible.
Yes, absolutely it is. And when you see a number like 16th, you know that if you stay the course on that, your overall number is going to rise because you're not going to drop back down again. You're building a foundation, and you're building upon that foundation. Let's talk a little bit, Julie. We got State Representative Julie Emerson with us. Let's talk a little bit about some of the work that went into building that foundation. We know about the Steve Carter Literacy Initiative and how it grew from there. We know about the recent emphasis on math as well. But legislatively, what were some of the key points that you thought were the building blocks here?
Well, look, I mean, I just wanted to go back for a second. I'll talk about a couple other things, but it sounds like probably with Mary Beth, you discussed the Steve Carter program, and hey, what a great way to honor Steve Carter's legacy. He was always very, very interested and former chairman of the House Education Committee. So I'm really glad that we were able to honor him in that way. But I'll just tell you just practical experience. I have a cousin who's an educator in North Louisiana, and she actually told me just kind of unprompted. I mean, she and I discuss education policy every now and then, but you know, obviously most of the time we're just hanging out and being cousins and friends. But she said, man, I just want to tell you guys that Steve Carter literacy program that you did was like the single greatest thing that you guys have done ever since I've been teaching. It's good for the teachers, it's good for the students, it's good for the parents. And so when you find something like that that works for everybody, you know, the teachers are able to invest in the students and really get the ones that are almost there over the hump. They just need maybe a little bit extra attention. It gives teachers an opportunity to do some tutoring and make a little bit of extra money after school while they're investing in those students. And it helps the parents because, you know, if they're working and the student stays after school to receive that extra tutoring, it works for them as well. So, you know, look, I think just kind of hearing that feedback from somebody that's on the ground who's actually doing it, clearly you can see the rise in the literacy numbers and the reading. So I'm excited that we've been able to add numeracy to that. I think over the years, we've thrown a lot of money at different things that, you know, people say, oh, we just have more money for this or that or whatever. But this is clearly something that's working. I'm excited that we've been able to fund it year after year and keep that program going. So that's awesome. And look, I don't think that, you know, there's been a lot of conversation, obviously, with the ESA program and then formerly the vouchers and school choice. But look, I think that while most people wouldn't jump to the conclusion that, oh, well, you know, taking kids out of public schools and putting them in different schools, how has that helped the rankings and stuff? But look, I think the point and the driving force for doing some of these school choice initiatives is to better educate our kids. And so if you're taking a student that for whatever reason is not doing well in the school environment that they're in, and it may not be because that school has a low ranking, it just may be the environment that individual student is in.
Right.
And you take them and you're able to put them in an environment where they can be more successful, I think that creates for success all around.
Oh, 100% agree. Whether you're talking about the environment itself or the spark inside the child that says, hey, someone's paying attention to me and thinks that I can do this, maybe I should step up and start doing it. Or maybe the buy-in from the parent as well. All you're doing is you're mixing up the equation a little bit to try and get a better result.
Yeah. And look, I'll give Cade Brumley a lot of credit. I mean, I think he is a guy who, I think he's an innovator, and he's always willing to listen to new ideas and ways that we can improve our education. But I think he's also a guy who has that real world experience of, you know, being in the classroom, being in the school system, on the local level. And so I think that he's able to listen to both sides and really come up with constructive ways to move Louisiana education forward. And you're obviously seeing the fruits of that labor here.
So how do we double down on it? What's next?
Well, look, I think that we have to, you know, like I referenced before, I'm excited about the Gator Scholarship Program. I'm excited about kids parents having the opportunity to choose what's best for their child and put them in an environment to succeed. And look, I think obviously we need to keep supporting our public school system, reward them for a job well done. But look, you know, kind of as we referenced before, we're extremely excited about the improvements and jumping up to 32nd, but we can't get so wrapped up in, oh man, it's so exciting, we improved, and like we're almost in the 20s now. We just have to keep pushing forward and moving forward with it. I think we need to double down on the Steve Carter program. I'm excited to see in the next round of rankings, you know, we just started the numeracy program. Mm-hmm. And so even though we've definitely improved in math, I think that you're going to continue to see improvements in math. And look, to kind of go back to that, I think any time that you're able to create an environment where a teacher, and teachers will tell you this too, but where a teacher can pour into two or three students at a time and creating environments where you have a smaller group and not always a huge classroom size, that's why I think that program works so well. It's two or three students with the teacher having intensive study, intensive tutoring, and I think that environment is really key to helping our individual students succeed.
I have joked repeatedly, and I'm only half joking, that I'm not expecting the returns to be as great on the math side, just because the reinforcement on reading at home can be a lot easier than asking parents to do math with their kids. So I think we're all going to be a little more patient on that end.
Yeah, and look, I mean, and that's fair. You know, I do think that, you know, like I said, adding the numeracy part to the after-school tutoring with Steve Carter, I think it's going to be really helpful. But look, I'm glad you said that, because parents taking an active role in their kids' lives and their kids' schooling is incredibly important. And I do think, in a way, creating these school choice initiatives, it does give parents options. It may make them pay attention to things in a different way than they have before, because they really do have more options. I mean, it's no longer just a rubber stamp of like, hey, this is the school that you're zoned for, so go to it. Right. Now they can do a little bit more research and looking at different schools and seeing what's best for their child. So, you know, look, I think that the direction that we're going in education is really good, because look, it's been difficult in the legislature for several years trying to push for some of these initiatives. Mm-hmm. But I think ultimately, you know, we're not trying to punish any group or any people or, you know, have negative effects in our public school system whatsoever. It's all about, hey, look, for a long time we've been at the bottom, and we want to figure out a way to individually help our kids and get them better education. And so I think you're finally seeing that. And it really is just a time to be excited in Louisiana.
See, and that just sparked a whole other conversation, but we're just straight up out of time. She is state representative. No,
I'm sorry.
No. It's why I love having you on, because the conversation's always so good. But the conversation from there needs to go to, how do we make sure that everybody understands we're not assessing blame, we're just trying to change results. And that, like I said, absolutely. Takes us down a whole other path, but we're out of time. State Representative Julie Emerson, we always appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.